In Afghanistan, some men and women meet for the first time at the marriage altar. And if a groom pulls back the veil and does not like what he sees, he can actually send the woman back, shamed and tainted, to her family. The practice has led an increasing number of Afghan women to consider plastic surgery. Reporter Greg Warner followed one such woman into the surgeon's office to investigate.
Since she was 12, Benafsha was sure that if not for the shape of her nose, she'd be beautiful.
Mostly it was my sister that would mention it. When we got in an argument, she'd say, "Your nose is like the fist of a cat."
Benafsha is Hazara, the Asian-featured ethnic minority. In Afghanistan, the beauty standard is Persian or Indian. Straight noses are preferred.
Girls have to be beautiful for marriage. They can't have noses that are too flat.
As an Afghan woman, making a good marriage was pretty much her only option for having a decent life. When mothers of prospective suitors came to visit, they always scrutinized her nose. So the winter she turned 19, Benafsha collected $60 she'd saved, plus another $200 from her uncle, and took it all to a crumbling building in downtown Kabul, to a clinic smelling faintly of formaldehyde.
This is the new operation room?
Yes.
Dr. Hamkar is the lead surgeon of Afghanistan's first and only plastic surgery clinic.
It's very primitive.
It is very primitive.
Primitive operation. The lamp is the...
A big green lamp from the Soviet era illuminates the operating table, while a row of kitchen cabinets are jammed with gauze and scalpels. The TV stuck in the corner plays that most psychedelic of American cartoon shows, Teletubbies.
This is something new.
That's Hamkar's assistant, Dr. Daoud.
In Afghanistan, especially recently, this year, we see some patients who come to have, for example, for mammoplasty.
That means breast?
Breast, yeah, to have a smaller breast.
Daoud blames Afghan television. Afghans went from no TV under the Taliban to a flood of movies and even fashion and style shows today.
It made the people to care about their physical condition, about, They say that I'll show you a picture of, for example, actress, Indian actress. They say, I don't know, look like this. But they think that it's possible to change their face at all.
They want a whole new face?
Yeah, because of some movies, I think, they've watched on TV, for example, American or Indian movies. They think that it's possible.
But Daoud says that most of the clients in his clinic don't come pursuing a fantasy. They just want a normal life.
For example, girls who have some problem on their face, and this is the reason why they cannot get married. There was a girl, she had some hairs, you know, on her face, and she was engaged. Her fiancé didn't know about the beard that girl had, you know.
Her future husband had only ever seen her in a burqa.
She said if he knows about it, she'll be divorced and it will be something very bad for her.
So she hawked her engagement ring, paid Daoud for the treatment, and by the time the burqa came off on her wedding day...
When her husband lifted off her veil for the first time and he looked at her face... Do you think he could tell that she'd had surgery, or he?
No.
You think he just thought, this is my beautiful wife?
I don't think so. Yeah.
It's afternoon when Benafsha, the first girl we met, comes in for her checkup. She's wearing a colored headscarf and pink nail polish, and proudly sports a cardboard cast over her nose. It's been 9 days since her nose job.
Actually, can you do me a favor? Can we look at the photo together? Is it okay?
I asked Daoud to call up the before photo on the computer, the original nose that her sister called a cat's fist. And as they do it, I can't help but notice that Benafsha blushes. When the doctors do show her the photo of her old nose, you can hear her voice is diminished, like she's lost her confidence. There's that old debate about cosmetic surgery. Is it a form of self-expression, or is it social pressure? Of course, it's both. We get the freedom to change ourselves, and we use it to look like everybody else. In Afghanistan, too, they're mixed together. The freedom to uncover and the freedom to conceal.
That story was produced by BendingBorders.org as part of the Global Story Project with support from the Open Society Foundations and presented by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange.